ILikeVitamins.com.
A missing actor's body was found in a park. Sadness for all of those who remember him from his days on Growing Pains. We'll talk about a boner. That was his name on the show. And he was beloved back in the day. And on TV Land, they show those reruns. Sadly, his father says it was depression that got the best of him. Also, we're going to do the We Can Count thing. We've got some good ones for you this time, including some wild TV ratings. More importantly, though, it was McCain and Obama facing off 6 hours, really, I guess, all totaled 7 hours plus. C-SPAN coverage of the choice Democrats and Republicans at the healthcare summit, going at it at times. It wasn't really that feisty. It was more civil is how I would describe it. Others describe it as a PR stunt. But if it is a PR stunt, it does have an effect on every single one of us. I don't care who you are. I don't care right now if you're driving a truck down the road, you're working in a plant, you're a teacher, you're a lawyer, you're a person of means sitting on a jackpot of money. It does have rippling effects on all of us when we talk about healthcare. And the thing that I'm most proud about, calling myself an American and doing this show, is so many people have reacted to this, are passionate about it, whether they're in their 20s or 70s or however old they are. A lot of people reacting. That's the way it's supposed to work because we live in a democracy. So it doesn't matter what your opinion is, but it's great that you have an opinion and you're paying attention. People are honestly really starting to pay attention and playing along when it comes to politics because it is about we the people. After all, we elect the people that represent us in Washington. Never forget that. There is power in numbers, and there is power in the people that make up this great nation. So having said that, I spent a chunk of the day watching that whole thing roll out, and there were some moments that were interesting. Others that were boring and got stuck in the same old rhetoric, I thought, at times. The bottom line is coming out of the summit. I don't think that anybody from either party swayed each other, and they didn't find too much common ground. Now, reconciliation has been talked about a bunch, seriously, behind the scenes, and that may be the way the Democrats go. Here's a portion, and this is the more tepid portion of the senator from Arizona, John McCain, in his discussion at one point during the meeting at Blair House.
Well, thank you, President. Thank you for doing this. And I understand the four categories, but there's a big category that the people in my state and across this country are deeply concerned about. And that's not just the product that we are examining today, the 2,400 pages, but the process we've gone through to reach that. Now, both of us during the campaign promised change in Washington. In fact, 8 times you said that negotiations on health care reform would be conducted with the C-SPAN cameras. I'm glad more than a year later that they are here. Unfortunately, this product was not produced in that fashion. It was produced behind closed doors. It was produced with unsavory, I say that with respect, deal-making. The Louisiana purchase, funding of $300 million for one state. The Cornhusker kickback, which is, I understand now, been done away with. One of the things that, as provisions of this legislation that was particularly offensive, was the carve-out for 800,000 Florida seniors exempt from cuts in Medicare Advantage program. There's 330,000 seniors under Medicare Advantage in my home state of Arizona. They're deeply concerned about that. They're deeply concerned about the carve-outs for Vermont, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Michigan, Connecticut. $100 million for a hospital in Connecticut. Why Why should that happen? They don't understand it. And at the town hall meetings that I conduct all over my state, people are angry. We promised them change in Washington, and what we got was a process that you and I both said we would change in Washington. So then we got into the special interests, whether it be the Hospital Association or the AMA or others, and one of them that was particularly egregious, and I won't go through the whole list, was pharma. Pharma got an $80 billion deal, and in return for which they ran $150 million worth of ads in favor of, quote, health reform. Their over $2 million a year lobbyist was here at the White House and was reported to say in the media, a deal is a deal. And part of that deal was that there would not be competition amongst pharmaceutical companies for Medicare patients. The other, well, among others, was that the administration would oppose drug reimportation from Canada, a proposal that you supported in the United States Senate.
John, can I just finish, please?
Well, and then at Christmas Day, I believe it was Christmas, the majority leader said, quote, a number of states are treated differently than other states. That's what legislation is all about. That's compromise. Compromise is not the word for that.
All right, there was no compromise that I think left that room. There was another part of that where it got a little bit more heated, and the president and McCain kind of went at each other a little bit. I mean, it wasn't ridiculous, out of control by any stretch of the imagination. I would describe it pretty much as civil. There was no bridge that the Dems and the Republicans are walking over. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told a gaggle of reporters afterwards that he was pretty discouraged by the whole meeting and said that, you know, the president and his Democrats made it clear that they want to continue to pursue their own measure, and that's it. And the Republicans think that you have to start over. When they keep getting asked about, well, where's your legislation, they say, we're shut out of the meetings. We have thoughts on what this should look like, but we haven't been included in some of those discussions once things got along a little bit further. And here's the interesting thing about this. The Democrats with the majority couldn't get anything done, because they had certainly the chance to do it, and they weren't able to do it. So what does that say about the legislation as it stands? They had the supermajority. They didn't need any Republicans to pass the health care bill. So you can't completely put this on the shoulders of the Republicans to pass this. They didn't even get the minimum number of votes without making deals, the deals that John McCain referred to with the members of their own party. So the legislation is, we know it's terrible, it's out of control how many pages it is and all the things that are peppered in between it. I think they should have punted, made some hardcore timetables, and tried to put something else together. I think everybody agrees there needs to be reform. Our healthcare system is out of control in some areas when it comes to insurance, and nobody wants to see their premiums go up like they did in California, 39%, for goodness sake. But I don't think anything came out of this that's going to change or shake up Washington. Your thoughts, 800-259-5791.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 Truth Group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Because believe it or not, there is life outside of Washington, and there are other things that happen besides the big bad summit. Although a lot of people were clued into this. They were watching the webcast, and more people actually streamed the summit and the C-SPAN deal than listened to the State of the Union address that way. So bravo. Like I said, people are interested. People are paying attention, if nothing else. Let's head out to Jay in Kentucky. Hello, my friend. How are you?
How you doing tonight, Kate?
Good.
Well, I got a couple opinions on all this myself. In that first Obama bill that was so thick, if you read between the lines, there was some end-of-life counseling, and whether you needed a procedure or not depended on your productivity in society. I think that might be why Congress exempt themselves from that part of the bill, because we all know that Congress isn't getting anywhere. But anyway, I think even though the people are interested in what's going on right now, I think they're really getting tired of the same old, same old. I mean, the congressmen are getting paid to do a job, and it seems like this last year nothing has been done. Nothing that Obama has promised has been done. And I think the American people are just getting sick of it. The unemployment rate just keeps going up and up and up. More businesses are tightening up their belts, trying to get more done with less workers, and nobody's hiring. I am fortunate to have the job that I have, being self-employed.
Right.
But, I know there's a lot of people struggling. I mean, my costs are tremendous. I'll gross $3,300 a week, but out of that, I'm paying, like for instance, my fill up for one tank of fuel is about $650. That'll last me a day and a half. My license plate, $1,600 a year. I pay a highway use tax of $550 a year. There's Kentucky road tax and fuel tax that cost me $1,300 a quarter. So, I mean, by the time it's all said and done, after you're taxed on top of tax on top of tax, and whatever you got left, then they want to tax that. So, I mean, it's just, it's a no-win situation. It seems like they give you just enough to survive, and that's about it. You know, there's no getting ahead anymore. And I'm just so sick and tired of this administration. What they need to do is give tax breaks, not so much tax breaks, but why don't they cut out all the tax altogether for anyone who registers a new company, if it hires, you know, let's say they hire more than 100 employees, they get to do it tax-free. Expand it to where the businesses can open up and make it worthwhile for them to invest in this country. With the free trade agreement, these companies can go down to Mexico and hire these people for, you know, a couple dollars an hour and then bring it back across the border and sell it. Well, it's getting to the point where everything's being made in these other countries and nobody here has the money to buy anything anymore. I'm sorry to be ranting and raving, but I'm frustrated with this administration right now.
I agree.
I think the way to go would be the fair tax system. Neil Bortz has something on YouTube. If you look into that on the fair tax system, he's really got it figured out. He really does. And if the government would just go that way, I mean, think of all the money they would save as far as the I mean, it wouldn't be under Obama's plan because it doesn't grow the government. It actually shrinks it. But you got people that are tax evaders. You got drug dealers. You got this. You got that. All these people making money on the side. Every single one of them would then be paying tax under the fair tax law. And the government would collect so much more revenue and shrink the size of the government. The Internal Revenue Service would still have work to do, but it wouldn't be in such a broad base. And I just think it's the way the country needs to look into. And I think the only reason I bring it up because of your listening audience, I think if they all would go on and look up Neil Bortz's Fair Tax and on YouTube and just listen to it. And
I'm more for a flat tax than a fair tax. But here's the bottom line with that. Why do you think there would be a pushback on having that kind of a system and doing away with the IRS?
Well, personally, money. I think under the fair tax, everybody would still get a check every month. You would you'd be able to do away with welfare. Mm-hmm. There'd be no Social Security. The minimum standard of living, you'd still get a check every month. You wouldn't get taxed on any of your income until you go to spend it. And doing it that way, the drug dealers that are making these, you know, big amounts of money until they get caught, of course.
Right.
Every time they go to buy something, they would be paying tax as well.
Yeah.
And I'm sold on it, you know.
But here's the thing. At least right now, you and I both know there's no way. There is so much money that comes in through the IRS, Jay. They have no desire. I believe that there's very few politicians. There are some that will push that ball forward, that want to see that happen. His plan is good, what he lays out. I've seen Bortz's plan, and I've seen some others who are suggesting similar things, and you're right. There is a better way. I believe that. I agree. There's a way we can do this. We can get rid of the IRS and all the headaches and the problems that people are going through, and there's a way to make it fair. There's a way to do that. But I don't think that you and I are going to see that in our lifetime. I think there's too much pushback to keep the government heavy.
Oh, I agree 100%. And as far as this bill goes, if they're trying to push right now, they're pushing so hard on this medical bill or insurance reform or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I think they just want to get anything that they can possibly get passed right now so later on they can put their amendments on it. They can amend the bill this way or that way or however they need to. I think it's a lot easier to get amendments put on than it is to get the original bill passed.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, I enjoy the show, Kate. I tried to get through the last couple nights. It was kind of rough. I couldn't get through.
I'm glad you got through tonight. You made some great points, Jay. You made sense. I mean, absolutely. You're doing the highways and the byways, and you've got your own business going, and that's the way to do it if you can do it that way too, by the way. But thanks. You made some excellent points. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. And he's just like everybody else, just like Stu, just like Mark in New York, and most of us. You can hear the frustration with all of us, and that is a good thing, because that shows the passion of people caring about. I went off on this rant when we first cracked it open in this hour, but bravo to all of you for caring enough, for giving a damn enough to pay attention to what's happening in the country and what's happening in Washington and what direction that we are headed in. And the more people that do that, whether there's things that we all don't agree on or agree on, the more conversation, I think the better off as a nation we are. You know, there's a time and a place for the American idols and all that sort of stuff, but it seems as though a big chunk of the population gets lost in the celebrity haze, as I call it. And, you know, we'll make fun of it, and we'll talk about the Tiger Woods thing a little bit here on this show. But the key things that are happening in the nation, you want to keep alert. You want to keep your eyes open. To steal that from Mark, he's right. And I think more people are doing that, and bravo to all of you who are doing that. Hey, I promise this hour we will get to We Can Count. That's become sort of a popular segment here on ATN in the past 3.5 weeks or whatever it's been that we've been doing it. In the meantime, we will continue to take some of your calls on health care, because a lot of people have a lot to say about that at 800-259-5791. And I've gotten a bunch of emails on that, too, at americatonight.net. We'll take calls and hit the mailbag coming up around the bend, plus odds and ends. Like I said, not everything's happening just in Washington. There are plenty of other things that are happening across the country, too, that is creating buzz, perhaps even in your neck of the woods. So we'll touch on some of those things. You know, the sad deal at Orlando, you can't help it. I mean, everybody and their brother is talking about that. As fired up as we are about what's happening politically with health care and a few other things. Boy, that was that 40-year-old trainer. And I guess the story is now that the whale did pull her into the water with her ponytail. Boom, pulled her in, shook her around, and the trauma killed her and she drowned. And they're not getting rid of the whale. They're keeping the whale with the other whales at SeaWorld, but there won't be any killer whale shows right now at SeaWorld. But ultimately, I think the decision is to keep the whale there and go forward that way. Mm. Stay with us.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald.
Hey, coming up, the U.S. wins now 32 medals and some pretty special ones. We'll tell you about those. Also, Joni Frechette, who was the young skater, the Canadian skater, whose mother, sadly, not even 60 years old, died of a heart attack at the games before things got underway. With a heavy heart, she stayed in the competition. Her father felt like her mother would have wanted her to do that, and the people around her advised her the same thing. She stayed in it, and she won a bronze, and she was good. I think she earned it on her own merit, because these skating, figure skating judges are questionable anyway, and I don't believe that there was any kind of a sympathy vote. And I think, at least in leaving those games with, and she was so close to her mother apparently, with a very heavy heart, I think she takes something away from that and gave the world a big thrill. And I think there was sort of comfort in the crowd because they went crazy for her, and she was a Canadian, as I said, or is a Canadian. So that was a good deal. Anyway, more on that coming up around the bend. We're talking about this whole health care nonsense, and a lot of people have an opinion, including former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, because he's toying with the idea of running in 2012. So he's got to be in the thick of this, got to be making comments and jumping on shows and all that kind of stuff. And he's saying that his, by the way, political and public policy advocacy group, rather, American Solutions, is in the process of filing papers with the FEC for his new political action campaign. because he wants to be active for Republican candidates in the midterm elections. He's saying he's going to spend a lot of time stumping for people, campaigning for them. He's also on a book tour to promote To Save America. It's his 20th book. He has 20 books out. Do you believe it? I knew he had a bunch of books, but I had no idea that it was up to 20. Wow. And he's, I guess, intrigued about the possibility of running for president. But here were some of his thoughts about the whole health care deal. He kind of rips the Democrats.
We just need to have some honest conversation. So now you come to health. Largest sector of the economy. Life and death. For individuals, for the country. Enormously complex. The largest single use of knowledge by humans. More knowledge is used in health than any other field. And I said to Hillary, and if he'd asked me, I would have said to Obama. When Hillary came to see us in 93, I said, don't write a big bill. No one's smart enough. It's not possible to write a comprehensive bill that makes sense. Because nobody understands the system. Nobody understands the permutations and the second, third, and fourth order effects. And to write a bill like this in secret is an act of such suicidal hubris. And, of course, it's the nature of the modern Congress, which hires lots of nice young staff who've never had a real job, who spend their entire life being arrogant to visitors from back home, who end up thinking they know a lot because they stay up at 3 in the morning working on a word processor, and who write legislation as though they had some contact with reality. And it's going to fundamentally change because, in the end, the American people have more good sense than their political leaders. And the American people are too independent and have too much pride to be run over by a corrupt machine, whether that machine's on the right or the left.
All right, so that's a good point there at the end. It has become that. It's the machine, and many of you react to it the same way. So without further ado, since I'm always pleading with you to fill up the mailbox, you have done that, so let's head to the mail. It's slow tonight. We're pulling it up. Let's see. Here's one from Diane. She says, Kate, I've been listening. Yes, you have been talking about healthcare for a very long time, and I'm impressed with what a lot of the callers have to say. They seem actually passionate but level-headed somewhat. And I agree with you. I don't think there's anyone that would say there isn't some kind of reform that should be had with the insurance. It just scares me to death to think of big government getting in the way and ultimately how it will all end up. Well said. Here's one from Dan Dean, listening to us in Vermont. I agree with some of the stuff that you've said tonight. I've been listening almost all the way through. Interesting, some of the clips that you played. And in talking about your impressions leaving this, nobody was swayed in either direction. They leave the room standing firm on the opinions that they came into that summit with. I don't think we're going to see any kind of a change, and perhaps it will be that reconciliation that you're talking about, ultimately that will pass a weak, limp bill. Yeah, I mean, will they go in that direction? It's a risky move. It's a risky move because there would be massive blowback in the midterm elections, which there could be anyway, and it's looking like there will be in some cases. So, yeah, you know, there wasn't anything that came out of this that changed, I don't think, changed a lot of opinions. So somebody goes in the room one way, you know, it's like when you go into a meeting and the idea is, okay, we're going to come out with a plan, and you have some ideas, and I got some ideas, and he's got some ideas, and she's got some ideas, and we're going to hash it out. We're going to brainstorm, as it were. Well, there might be some storming that was going on there, but it wasn't brainstorming. You know, the Democrats went in one way and with the legislation that they had intact, and the Republicans went in another way, and it's nothing different is emerging from this. I think really it is just that question I said is, you know, will you see the reconciliation be used? Will we have ultimately health care? And I think Obama is pretty set no matter what we're hearing. You know, he kept saying he wanted the bipartisan cooperation. But now they can say, or some of the Democrats could say, well, listen, we went to the Blair House. We had a discussion. We've been having discussions. And we feel like it's just too important. It's bleeding us dry. So we're gonna go ahead and try this. I have one word to say, filibuster, filibuster, filibuster. It's just a nasty log jam in the end. All right, let's go out to, let's see here, Rick. Rick sends us an email from, and this is good, somewhere on an island in Florida. I love that, Rick. Clever. He says, speaking for Floridians who do have that little special interest that was stuck in the bill, I have to say even we're concerned in the Sunshine State as to what will happen across the board. Ultimately, as we all age, are we going to even have health care, Kate? With some of the discussions we're hearing, it sounds like it's all going bankrupt and being turned upside down. And what's up with taxing people who opt not to have health care? That perhaps is one of the cruelest things I've heard in this whole deal. Yeah, that the idea was, okay, so you're not going to, it's not going to penalize other people if you get sick and something happens and then you're a burden on the system, so everybody has to have health care, and that's the way it's going to be. But at this point, that hasn't happened. None of that's passed. There were the small business breaks that have been suggested. There was, in light of some of these ridiculous premium increases we're seeing, the suggestion to roll back or force the rates not to change that much. That's not a bad idea. However, I honestly think we go back to, if we're speaking specifically of the summit, nothing different comes out of this, only a giant PR campaign for the individual person or their particular, probably, point of view. And that's why the number was limited. That was the deal. We got some Republicans, we got some Democrats. Let's see what we come up with as we all are here together in the room. And there were some discussions about some possible compromises, but not on the big things, not enough to change anybody's mind. So that's what all of you need to know. Let's go out to Dale, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. I'm trying to figure out why they had this today at all. What I got out of it was the president had everybody come in. He says to the Republicans, you got some good ideas, but here's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull the reconciliation move to get 51 votes, and you guys can go to hell. That's pretty much what happened to it.
That's right.
It's like a big pile of dog doo-doo, Kate. You can't pick it up from the clean end, you know?
Yeah.
PR, I guess that's what it was for, but, you know, it's going nowhere. It is going nowhere.
It's going nowhere. You're right.
And they want to do is to get 51 votes now,
right,
not 60.
Yeah.
So.
But there is a question, Dale, is if they can even get the 51 votes.
Well, that's up to that's certainly up to question now as well.
Yeah. So even that's what I'm saying. The bill is so lousy that if you and I are supposedly, let's just say for argument's sake, you and I are playing on this team and be damned everyone else, this is us and we're going to get this through. They being the Democrats, could have gotten their way if they had enough people on board in the first place. But among their own party, they didn't have enough people. And now there may not be enough even for 51.
I don't think this president understands at all how complex changing health care is.
Yeah, I agree.
So we'll just sit back and watch and see what happens.
Yeah, we're playing a waiting game, and it's just going round and round in circles. It's like my favorite when I was a kid, my dad, best memory of my dad, who passed away when I was 7, Dale, he would set up those Lionel trains with me, you know, and they'd go round and round and round. I never wanted them to stop. In this case, it's never going to stop. We're going around in a circle. We would hope there would be a destination at some point, but I don't think we're going to have a destination anytime soon unless the reconciliation happens. Thanks, Dale. Stay with us. We've got We Can Count and more calls coming up on the flip side.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Turn the page and we go to John in Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going? I hadn't talked to you on a Thursday night for a few weeks, so I thought I'd call up.
I'm glad that you called up. You know, we're doing the nail the score thing for March Madness.
Today?
No, March Madness. When we get into the college hoops. When they get into
how do you know who's playing?
Oh, I'm psychic. I'm Madam Cleo. It's Kentucky. So don't forget that. That'll be fun.
Yeah. The reason I called is man, these senators we got are some knuckleheads. I mean, I don't understand why they keep beating a dead horse over the health care. I think the American people's done said, you know, pretty much, hey, we don't want it. And now they're going back again. But I pose a question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, what have they done since Obama got elected to help out the taxpayer like me and you? I mean, I can't really think of anything. Obama gave us like $8 a week or something like that, but actually it only worked out to being some change for me. I guess that's what he was talking about, is his campaign change.
Change.
I can't think of anything. I mean, nothing.
Here's some people would argue with you and I. I feel the same way. Like the stimulus should have been more front loaded. Instead, it's back loaded. But we've even had people that have called the show that have said, well, I have gotten a job because of the stimulus. There's been two or three. But the point is there haven't been enough. Overall, no. I think that Obama, even with people who really liked Obama going in, I have to say this. If somebody said, well, how would you sum it up just, you know, in this year and a couple of months? I think he's an ineffective leader.
Well, you know, really, I mean, the Democrats, I'm a Republican, but the Democrats had a golden opportunity there to get people to come to their party. You know, they had the majority.
Yeah.
They could have come in and made some positive changes. You know, some people might have disagreed with them, but some people might have agreed with them. And I don't know how these Republicans has blocked the stuff that they've tried to do. I'm glad they did on most of it, but it just seems to me like they've done nothing. They blew their shot to draw people to their party. If you want to look at it that way, but I mean, they have done nothing but just run something around the bush four or five times, and then they'll move on to something else, and then it's just nonsense.
Well, I agree. That's why I'm saying it's ineffective, because it's, I mean, I don't understand it. You're right. If it was the time to raise the flag up the flagpole and say, well, we were sick of what happened for 8 years, here we are, nothing has happened either. And you can't just squarely put that, like you said, you're a Republican, you can't put that on the Republicans, because the Democrats had the chance, they had the majority, and they weren't able to capitalize on the majority so far at this point. So that's why I say ineffective. And I have friends that are diehard conservatives, Republicans, and friends that are extremely liberal Democrats that voted for Obama. And do you know, of all the friends that voted for Obama, all of them said to me they are disappointed and they don't know that they would vote for him again.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough deal, I guess. You know, he really, everybody took a chance on him, and now they're getting what they chanced on.
What they chanced on. Change, like you said. I like you. Actually, we've got to give you props for your little joke about change. I guess it's the change in your pocket, so the pennies.
That's the truth. It was supposed to be like, what, $8 or $9?
Right.
And it literally was change for me. And, you know, I mean, that's just frustrating, because we spent billions and billions of dollars. We bought an auto company. I mean, we've done some stupid stuff in the last year, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then I heard a story today about they come out of the summit. I guess Obama and McCain was going back and forth. And
yeah.
He said, John, I won the election.
Yeah, he did.
And, you know, that was kind of disrespectful, but calling him by his first name, and they're referring to him as Mr. President. But
the funny thing was, McCain did shoot back, and he said, you know, I'm reminded of that every day. So that was good. He got him, actually, and they all kind of chuckled. So it was pretty funny. But, yeah, I mean, here's the thing, you can't keep pointing back to what happened in the past. I mean, the office is his. The office is the Democrats. So what have you done? What are you doing? Where are you moving? Yeah, I mean, all fair things. And when you have people that in the Democratic Party who are flat out saying, I am the most liberal of liberals and I will not vote for this guy again, I think that tells you something.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question. Whatever happened to the nuclear plant that they was talking about building in Georgia? Is that
no, it's on. It's they're going to do it. There's funding for it. Well, there's supposedly going to be funding for it. It still has to be signed off on, but I don't think it's a problem. And they would come, that there would be two plants that would come online 2015 and 2016, I think.
Huh.
Yeah.
I figured they'd have to revisit it, run it around the bush a couple more times.
I don't think so. I think that goes through, but I like how you say that, run that around the bush. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. It's good to hear from you, John, of course. And right now it's time for
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12.
here's the skinny. The Winter Olympics must rule because people are watching the Olympics. NBC's coverage of the games held 7 of the top 8 spots for the week, according to the Nielsen Company. Tuesday's Idol drew more viewers than the Olympic action at the same time. But otherwise, head-to-head, when the two shows went head-to-head, the Olympics were chosen by about 30 million viewers, while more than 18 million tuned into Idol. Yeah, so overall, NBC has trampled its competition with an average of 24.8 million viewers. Ratings-wise, that's 14.1 rating point and 23 share in the first full week of Olympic coverage. That's pretty big. And when you look at the other networks, you know, they're doubling them and more. So that's big news on the NBC front. No question about that one. And I certainly have talked to people that have been tuned in. There's something about, I don't know, cheering for these Olympic athletes and that whole jingoistic, which can be perceived as a negative word. That whole pride thing comes out and everybody wants to watch and see who wins the medals. But I think bravo. I think it's excellent. All right, in the meantime, let's move on to another good one for We Can Count, and that is The Hurt Locker. You know, I've seen The Hurt Locker, and I really liked it. Catherine Bigelow is the director, and her ex-husband is the director of Avatar. That makes it interesting, doesn't it? Well, what's interesting from the We Can Count perspective is that when you look at how much money it's starting to rake in, the Hurt Locker has a good shot at the Oscar, and it's nowhere near the numbers, even though people have gone to see it, it's nowhere near the numbers that Avatar has raked in total haul. Some of the final numbers that we're getting from overseas, you're talking about, you know, 80,000, 85,000, in the raking compared to how much has it been for Avatar? Crazy numbers, million something, nutty numbers that are surpassing the Titanic, which James Cameron also directed. And previous to that, they were incredible numbers at that time. Also, a sad number from We Can Count, and I hate to end things this way, but I did get a bunch of emails about Brittany Murphy dying, the young actress. She was kind of a B-lister. She appeared in some pretty good movies, and they were talking about her weight because the idea was when the coroners went in, could it be that she had anorexia? Was there something, you know, that wrong with her there? She was 115 pounds, which for her size was very, very thin, excessively thin. Have any thoughts on the show? You can share them with us at americatonight.net.